Live. Mornings and afternoons. Only on San Antonio's News Talk Station. 550 KTSA.
You and I several times have talked about the shameful treatment by the U.S. government of some of our people who have returned injured from Iraq and Afghanistan. You know the Walter Reed story probably better than any other, but we have talked several times with a journalist, Joshua Kors, about the disgusting treatment of some people who have come back from over there with brain injuries and who have been tricked by the U.S. military into signing a piece of paper that essentially says, well, I had that brain injury before I joined the Army, and so I know that I shouldn't be compensated for it because it's a pre-existing condition. It was a personality disorder. It's not post-traumatic stress. It's a personality disorder that I had when I joined. They just apparently didn't notice it when I joined, only when I came back with my non-existent brain injury. Joshua Kors wrote a cover story in The Nation on this just absolutely disgusting treatment of some of our veterans. And I got an email from him the other day, and it said essentially, Dave Matthews, the musician, is so outraged by these discharges that he set up a petition on his website asking the Secretary of Defense to investigate this personality disorder scandal and report back to the public. I'm proud to have Joshua Kors back on the program. Morning to you.
Good to be with you, Brad.
So tell me about the Dave Matthews deal. Did he find out about this from you or what?
He did. Several of his fans wrote to me after hearing Matthews speak about my article and specialist John Towne in a concert. Towne, as you remember, was on the cover of my story. He was wounded in a rocket attack in Ramadi, Iraq, went largely deaf because of the explosion, and then was discharged without a single disability or medical benefit after they decided his deafness was caused by this pre-existing personality disorder. Matthews was so disgusted, he began to speak about this, first at a concert in Amherst, and then at Radio City Music Hall, in a recorded concert that's going to come out on CD and DVD. I got in touch with Matthews following his talks, and he asked, what can they do? Well, you know, something that nobody had done up until this point is unite action through a petition. And he was very motivated to take that action. He set up a petition on his website, which anybody can access through the Dave Matthews Band website. You can also get it through my website. I have a link there, joshuakors.com, K-O-R-S. People are basically signing to request that the Secretary of Defense investigate this personality disorder scandal. The 22,500 soldiers in the last 6 years who've been discharged and denied all benefits because of personality disorder. And if the Secretary of Defense doesn't provide a full report to the American people, to have a hearing, just as they did with Walter Reed, so that the public can see precisely what's going on. You know, Brad, the thing that's frustrated these soldiers more than anything is to have no one hear their stories. The panel from the Surgeon General, who claimed that they gave a thoughtful and thorough review to all these cases, they didn't interview a single soldier. All they did do was go back to the doctor's offices where these false diagnoses were created and said, hey, doctors, did you get it right the first time? And they said, yep, and the Surgeon General shut down that review without a single interview. Dave Matthews, like so many other Americans, wants these soldiers to finally get a chance to speak in their own voice.
Dave Matthews' website is davematthewsband.com, and on his home page, a couple of headlines, Dave Matthews to play Farm Aid 2007, second headline, Taking Care of Our Veterans. It begins this way. We've been disturbed by the stories that continue to surface about the medical care being received by our returning servicemen and women. Supporting our troops entails providing them with the complete, timely, and excellent care for injuries they sustain during their military service, at the very least. Providing this care is a moral obligation for our nation and should be our highest priority at home. For further information and to read the petition, click here. How's he doing with that petition? Have you heard?
You know, he's just put it up in the last few days. I have not followed up with him to see how many signatures he's gotten, but I know it's information about that petition has been reaching far and wide. I think the veterans groups are very interested in sharing it with their friends. Certainly, if any of the listeners are interested in signing, they may also be interested in sharing it with their friends, too. And one thing that will certainly interest you, perhaps this is no surprise, that government is a step behind even the Dave Matthews Band. But on Thursday, 31 senators, including Barbara Boxer, Joseph Lieberman, Barack Obama, Elizabeth Dole, Hillary Clinton, they have united to write a letter to the Secretary of Defense, basically backing everything that that Dave Matthews said, saying that we want the Secretary of Defense to investigate this personality disorder scandal and to set up a review board to do that. It remains to be seen exactly what is going to happen. I've spoken several times with Senator Kit Bond's office. He's led the charge on this. And on the House side, with Congressman Bob Filner, the chairman of the House VA committee, Filner told me that he's trying to set up public hearings, just as Dave Matthews wanted, where soldiers can speak. He wanted to do it in coordination with the Armed Services Committee. But he said to me, let me be clear, Joshua, if they don't do it, we will. My VA committee will set up these hearings. That was a few weeks ago, and we're just going to have to wait and see whether, you know, it's talk here or whether this really will come to action.
When you name the people who are interested in investigating this and correcting the problem if they find one, here came a bunch of Democrats, here came a bunch of liberals. I didn't hear any conservatives, I didn't hear any Republicans. Why is that?
Well, actually, Kit Bond is known as one of the most conservative members of Congress. I think Elizabeth Dole is as well.
Yeah.
Olympia Snowe from Maine. It really is a cross-section. I don't think this is a left or right issue, Brad. Everyone wants to see the soldiers who are wounded coming home from Iraq getting the proper medical care and disability pay that they deserve. I think if anything can unite the partisan halves of Congress, it's an issue like proper medical care, making sure these soldiers don't slip through the loophole that is the personality disorder discharge.
Folks, the original story, which explains the personality disorder scam that has very widely been employed by our military, the original story, the cover story on In the Nation magazine, is at Joshua Kaur's website, as he said, joshuakors.com. There's a link right there on the front page. I'm glad you're staying on this, Joshua. Thank you for visiting with us again over here in Texas.
Thank you, Brad.
You bet.